Now the Gemara says, Rav Amar Rav says, "So many Chonon Amitzri." I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Chonon Amitzri. The less laid the chun, he doesn't know from the svara dochui that even though it's pushed away, so what? When it becomes fit, it's fit, and therefore there's no problem of dichui. Why? The Tanya went like this: Chonon Amitzri Yomer, Afilu Dam Bekois, Chesed by the Shnei Sirim on Yom Kippur, and we always have to have both together. The Soyel Hashem, the Soyel Azazel. He says, Afilu Yev Dam Bekois means the Soyel Hashem. You made the shchit and you have the dam. And then the soil azazel dies. So the answer is maybe chaver shleim bagrolo. All you have to do is just bring another soyer and mix it up with mezabegla, mix it up with this one. And even though when the soil azazel dies, now lechur the soil Hashem is not fit to be used by itself. It's no good. At all times you have to have shnei sirim. So there is a man who says it's dochli. It's not fit to be used, and therefore since the shechit already, you have to also let it just. You can't use it. It's possible, and bring another two. Chonon Amitzri says, no, there's no psul dichoy, just bring another one, or mezavigloy. So here, yes, Nakasha should be dochoy, until it goes according to Chonon Amitzri. Rav Ashi Yama, no, here it's much better. Kol she biyodoy, they have a dochoy. Here it's better. Even though the Lavoyne fell in, and right now it's psul, but since it's biyodoy, it's up to you, your hands, you could take it out, here it's not dochoy. That's the biggest swara. Omer Ravada Kavosa the Ravashi Mesar being a sword like Ravah being a proof to Ravashi. The man Shamad led this led the Chuyin, who's the one that holds Dochi by Shnei Sirim, Rav Yehudi. The Tanan we learned. V'yoydom Rav Yehuda Nishpach Adam Yom Esamishtaleach. Let's say by the Shnei Sirim, if the one you brought to soil Hashem, the dam after the Shechita got lost, was spilled out, you can't use it. So right then you don't have a soil Hashem. So he holds the one that's mishtalech is yomis, you have to let it die. You can't use it. It's also called dochui. What's going to be mesa mishtalech? The opposite. What's going to be the soil of mishtalech dies? So he holds then yishofech adam. You have to spill out the dam. In other words, when one is dead, one is not usable, you can't use the other ones. Absol dichui. The shnei sirim always has to be usable together. If one becomes not fit, so the other one at that time is also not fit. So you can't just do like a Chonon Amitzri says, bring another one. No, since that the one alive now is dochui, you have to bring two new ones. So Rav Yehuda is the one that says there is the psul of dichui, that once it becomes not fit, you can't use it anymore. Still, v'yilu hecha de biyodai, but when it's up to you to fix it, then Tanya Rav Yehuda says like this. Tanya Rav Yehuda Weimer, kai soyim amala midama terubais, v'zorku zurikachas kenegra yisoid. So there, that's the halacha by Korban Pesach, that the whole floor used to be full of blood, and we were afraid that when they made a shechita on the Korban Pesach after they made a Kabbalah Saddam, then maybe before they made the Zrika, the dam spilled on the floor. Now there, the halacha is that if you made a Kabbalah first in the Kli, even the later the dam spills on the floor, you're allowed to pick it up and use it again. So there he says we were afraid that maybe by some Korban, the dam spilled on the floor, and they never made a Zrika. He used to pick up one cup of blood from the floor and make a zrika with it and put it all aside. Because we say, Yeshbila, everything's mixed up. So if there was some dam that didn't have a zrika yet, that would be called a zrika right now. So even though Lechura, the carbon was called Dochli, like when it was Nishpach, you couldn't use it then. But there it is, since it's Biyod, it's up to you to pick it up and use it again, that's not called Dochli. So see, Rabbi Yud himself, that holds the swar of Dichli, he himself holds that where it's beyond of you to pick it up and use it again, so it's kosher. So here also, in our case, since it's beyond of you to separate the Levoina from the Mincha, therefore it's still kosher when you separate it. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, No san mashu shem nagabi kizayis mincha posel. Here's a big Kiddush, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, name of Rabbi Yechanon. If you just put a little bit shemen on a kizayis of mincha, this mincha schaita, you pass on the mincha. My time, what's the reason? Lo yosim, it says, sima koldu, oleo adi kashiroi. Lo yosim, oleo shemen means the sima, the amount could be the smallest amount of shemen, will pass it. But it has to be oleo on top of a choshev shir, or the shir of a kizayis of the mincha. If you only have a less than a kizayis, it will not pass on the mincha. V'yom Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, om Rav Yechanan, no san kizayis levoino, agabi mashu mincha posel. Here's the opposite way he holds. You put a kizayis or levoino on top even a mashu of the mincha posels, my taimo, lo yitain ksiv, adi ikan esina, and oleo, it says the word oleo also, But here the word aleh, ribuy acharibuy, ribuy acharibuy, el lamayit. Then it says, also, leitin aleho levoino. So lashon of yitin means a chash of a shir. You have to have a kazayas worth of levoino. But it says the word aleh again, a second time, like a ribuy acharibuy, then lamayit. Come to teach us that here a pas of the mincha, even though it's in a small amount, you don't have to be a large amount, even a mashu would also pass of the mincha. That's what he holds, that kitz shemen is a mashu on top of a kezayis, and levoin is the opposite. Yitin is a chosh of a shir, has to be the shir of a kezayis on top of a even a mashu of the mincha, but levoin would pass of the mincha. All right, we'll stop here.